It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. And you're very welcome to today being episode number 855. Before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates is the tax agent that you can trust. It's Irish owned, with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Basically, you contact them at irishrebates.ie, fill out a simple application form, and try and get a tax rebate. Now, there are some questionable companies out there, aren't there, Jeremy?
Yeah,
who charging are, a fortune
who
for this
fleecing
exact service.
Customers, and I can tell you now that Irish Tax Rebates are not one of those companies. They charge 10%. That is their fee, 10% to do your hard work, basically, mm-hmm. because it is a lot of hard work claiming tax back. You just give them your details, let them do the hard work. If you're due a tax rebate, you will get the money back. If you're not, they won't charge you anything.
And based on a study that they did from rebates that they processed,
yep.
the average person is due a rebate of €1,092.
And I mean,
much better in your pocket than the taxman.
I don't want to understate or overstate this, but €1,092, yeah?
That's a holiday.
I was about to build it up and say...
Well, it is. It's a holiday.
Yes, that is a weekend away in Amsterdam
or Paris. You get a week's holiday in Spain for
that. Well, use it for whatever you want, but it's better in your pocket. It's literally sitting there waiting for you.
Now, obviously, Irish Tax Rebates can't guarantee people a rebate of over €1,000, but from their work, the average rebate, as we said, is €1,092. So if you've paid tax in the last 4 years, contact irishtaxrebates.ie and see if you can get a tax rebate. And as we said, their charge is just 10% plus VAT. So, for example, if you got a rebate of €1,000, they will only charge 123, so it's €100 plus VAT is all that they will charge. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? It is this message, plain and simple. Can you talk about effing idiots who take pics of themselves beside graves for social media? It annoys me. It's disgusting and disrespectful. My brother does it. My dad passed away 2 years ago, and every second week my spav, a brother, is posting pics standing at his grave. Selfies like. My dad would have hated that. I told him to stop, and he won't. These people are idiots. And that is from a lady called Katie. These people are idiots. People who take graveside selfies. Now, you fall into one of two camps. You are the type of person who, when you visit somebody's grave, maybe for their anniversary, the anniversary of their death, you obviously want that person to be remembered on the anniversary of their death. But you fall into two camps. You either, on the day of their anniversary, pop a photograph online of them when they were alive and well, and a nice photograph to remember them by. Or you take a selfie of their headstone with you sitting at their graveside, which kind of proves the point that you went to visit, but also that you recognise that this is your loved one that has passed away and it's their anniversary. Now, Jeremy, what camp do you fall into?
Disgusting. I think it's so disrespectful. I think it's wrong.
Disgusting's a bit harsh.
No, it is.
And hang on, just before you go on. How can it be disgusting to remember somebody on their anniversary, let's say,
or
on their birthday, or at Christmas?
I fell out with a family member over this a couple of years ago when a mutual family member of my family member passed away. And this particular person would go to the grave every couple of months, which is nice, by the way. It wouldn't be for me. I don't visit graves. No time to visit graves. But he would go every 2 months and he'd put up photographs on Facebook or whatever, and he'd have a pint in his hand or he'd have a bottle of beer and he'd say, here's one for you, and he'd have it up and a selfie, literally standing on the grave. In fact, with some of the photographs, he was sitting on the grave. And I messaged him on Facebook and just said, you need to ease back there. Such and such. Say the fella, the deceased name was Adrian. Adrian wouldn't have wanted that. He wouldn't have approved of that. Oh, yeah, he wouldn't. I said he wouldn't have approved of it. And I said, it's the only thing it does is get likes for you and for people to, oh, how are you feeling? How are you feeling? To make it all about yourself. What else? But the other thing he did, which was really, really morbid and disgusting, and people who do this, oh, just to make me skin crawl, he tagged the deceased person in on Facebook. Like, why would you tag?
Really?
Yeah. Adrian is dead. Why would you tag Adrian in a post on Facebook?
Because his Facebook page obviously still exists.
He ain't getting notifications in heaven, though. You don't get notifications.
No, I don't think you do.
And I think it's...
No, I've seen photographs of...
And the thing about this fella is, and he's a distant family member, so I don't mind calling him a piece of shit, but the gas thing about this particular individual was, when that deceased person was alive, he never visited him or anything like that. People, I think people are obsessed with death sometimes, and it's all...
Okay, let me give you another example. I know of somebody who every year on this particular person's anniversary, he goes to the grave, sits by the grave.
Lovely.
And
that's beautiful. That's
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, and has a whiskey, because they used to drink this particular whiskey together. They have a whiskey.
That's beautiful.
And he takes a photograph and he posts it online.
No need for the photograph. Why do you want to tell people you went to the grave? Why would you want to tell people that? It's not like you're going to Salou on your holidays where you take a photograph. It does not... And as well, the person cannot consent to that. It's a very... a resting place and a gravestone is a very, very private thing. Not for you to exploit so that people will feel sorry about you and message you on Facebook going, oh, how are you feeling? Are you okay? I hope you're okay. You're okay. Don't make it about yourself. It's not about you. You have no right to post a photograph of someone's resting place, because it's a very, very...
Okay, but this is the conversation that we want to have with you. Our number is 085-825-2626. Is it disrespectful to post a graveside selfie? That's really the question that we're asking, because according to the person who sent us the message, I said her name was Katie. Her name actually isn't Katie, it's Serena. Sorry, my apologies. Don't know where I got that from. But anyway, Serena's message was that her brother does it all the time. Her dad passed away 2 years ago, and every second week her brother is posting pictures, and she finds it just absolutely disgusting and completely disrespectful. Let me go to line one, and that is Susan. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Susan?
Hi, Adrian. How's it going?
I'm good, thanks,
Susan. I'm actually shocked to hear me there, what he's had to say.
Why?
I'm actually stoned, because like, at the end of the day, grief can never be explained. Like, people deal with it in their own kind of way. Like,
absolutely,
you know what I mean? Like,
I agree,
I lost my dad 21 years ago. Now, but because my dad is buried so far away, I can't go to his grave. I'd love to go to his grave, like, you know what I mean? But I can't.
And do you ever get to go?
No, I never get to go because he's buried so far away.
Like, in a different country?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
You know
okay.
I mean? I only got to go when he passed away, unfortunately.
Right.
But I would have loved to have gone. You know what I mean? Now, it doesn't mean I haven't forgotten about it, because, you know what I mean, I put his photograph up on Facebook every time it comes to his anniversary, mm-hmm, on Father's Day or whatever. But at the end of the day, like,
this conversation is about posting.
I know,
posting photographs from the graveside of the headstone. Yeah. What you do by posting a photograph of your dad in memory of him is a picture of him when he was alive and well.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, if this chap feels close to his father by doing what he's doing, so be it. Like, why is his sister going mad over it? Like, you know what I mean? He may not be able to deal with
it. You wouldn't believe.
You know what I mean? He might not be able to deal with it. And by doing what he's doing, he's probably saying, like, okay, I feel close to my father by doing it this way. Like, I know a friend of mine that goes to the grave, that goes to the grave every day and takes photographs. Every day.
Takes a photograph every day?
Yeah, at the graveside. Every day. Every day.
There you are, Jeremy. A photograph every day at the gravesite.
Why?
Now, different people deal with grief in different ways.
Yes, they do. Like, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, you never can explain grief.
Okay,
like,
well, let me say this to you, Susan. Selfies have been only around about 15 years, okay? And Facebook's only been around 15 years. So 15 years ago, we did not have such a thing as selfies. We didn't have such a thing as Facebook. So how did people grieve in the 70s, 80s.
No, her point is...
No. People were able to grieve for hundreds of years without having to take a photograph of the grief. It's narcissism. It's narcissism.
I know, but don't forget, Jeremy, things have changed. Things have changed over the years.
No, the way people grieve has never changed. You grieve by talking about them. Putting a photograph up on social.
Yeah, but that's the. But hold a minute, Jamie. If that's the way they want to deal with it, that's the way they want to deal with it. You know what I mean? Like at the end, they agree. Like. Grief can never be explained in any shape, way, or form.
As regards him going to the grave every day, that's, as I said, different people deal with grief in different ways. Other people never visit a grave. So from that point of view, you have to understand where he's coming from. It's the taking photographs of the grave is where some people have an issue.
Some people actually, now, I don't know if you never see this, but some people actually go live at a funeral. I've seen people going live at a funeral.
No, and that has become a real thing.
That's become a real thing now.
It has, especially since COVID broadcasting. I've actually done it for people abroad, but that's slightly different than taking. You see, when somebody is dead, you want to remember them as they were, don't you, or do you not?
Oh yeah, definitely. You
okay,
know what I mean?
So why would you
want to feel close to that person by going to their grave and taking it from? Like, if that's the way you feel close to that person, so be it. Like, I don't know why this girl has gone mad. Like, she doesn't know what's inside her brother's head. She doesn't.
Okay,
yeah,
stay there for 1 second. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number if you'd like to get involved in this. Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Jessica, you think it's disgusting to post graveside selfies. Why?
I think it's the actual height of narcissism. I think it's, oh, look at me. I'm at a graveyard. I'm remembering someone who is close to me or whatever. Like, it's meant to be a private matter. You don't go around parading it on social media. I honestly don't buy this at all, but people grieve in different ways. As Jeremy said, there wasn't Facebook or anything like that in the 70s and the 60s and 80s, and people got along just fine. It's all because of the social media. Everyone wants likes and attention. It's narcissism.
And, okay, but Susan, what do you say to that? This is absolute narcissism.
I actually don't agree with that. I think, like, you know what I mean? Like, if that's the way the person wants to deal with it, that's the way
the person... You don't think it's a little bit disrespectful?
No, I would actually... I want to be honest with you. I'd love to go to my father's grave and do that. I only could go when the time he got buried.
If I had someone close to me that died, I wouldn't care where they are, I'd go and visit them. But, like, posting about it, what's that going to do? It's not going to bring them back.
I know that, yeah, but if that's the way the person is trying to deal with the grief...
Okay, so if you had the opportunity to visit your dad's grave...
I would.
And you'd take a graveside selfie, would you?
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
But it's a private thing. It should be a private matter. It doesn't need to be. It's not one of those things that should be boasted about on social media.
So what do you think? So what do you then think of people actually going live at a funeral? What do you think about that?
Sometimes the reason for that is for family and friends who may be abroad who can't get home for a funeral.
If they can't get home for a funeral, and I also sound heartless, that's their problem. They didn't even bother then.
Okay, but that's
if you really care about somebody,
In fairness, Jessica, I went live at a funeral a couple of months ago to help family and friends who were in Australia. It's not easy to get home from Australia for a funeral.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I wouldn't
class it as bad as taking a fucking selfie.
It's not in the same category.
But when you literally post a selfie of you and say, I don't know, at your granny's grave or something, and then you post it on Instagram or Facebook and all, you know yourself why you're doing it. You're doing it because you want the likes and the attention.
Stay there for a second.
I'm telling you now, and Jess is right. If you talk to any grief counsellor or anything like that, someone who will talk to you about grief, they are never, I'd be pretty much guaranteed, no grief counsellor is ever going to say, you know what would make you deal with this grief better? You know, here's my tuppence worth. If you want to grieve properly, you should put up 5 selfies by the graveside every single day on Facebook.
I don't think Jeremy has a heart. I really don't think Jeremy has a heart.
You wouldn't be far wrong.
Why did he talk in sense?
Like, you know, he has a heart. He has no heart for anything. He really hasn't.
Okay, Susan, stay there for 1 second. I want to play...
I just know my mother, for instance. My mother, she's still with us and she'll be with us for a long time. But I know for a fact that if she passed away, she would not approve of a selfie beside the graveyard. She would not approve. And I would imagine the dead can't speak. So I am telling you now, officially on the on this podcast, yeah, that when I die, I do not want anybody posting a photograph of me.
Brilliant, I'll do
but
that.
No, but no, the point...
No, I take the point. The point is,
you are posting a photograph of someone's very personal space with very personal words on the headstone without... And it's the same when you see people taking photographs with their dead granny in the photograph. I've seen that as well on social media, where you have a person who was standing there holding the hand of their dead granny. Granny has gone to the angels, and it's a photograph of the deceased person. That person didn't want you to take... I don't want someone taking a photograph of me when I'm deceased and putting it up on Facebook. People just need to have a... It's not all... Life isn't all about likes and shares.
Okay, Susan won't be happy with Trevor's message. Stay there for a second, Susan. Have a listen to this.
Just want to put in me 2 cents worth. Attention-seeking, stupid fucks post next to graves. That's all they do, is they live their life on social media. I probably have no bloody life outside it. I'm not fishing for, oh, so sorry, oh, here, thinking of you. If you have a family member like myself that's passed away, don't fish for fucking compliments. If people are that close to you, they'll know and they'll say something, or they won't. It's between you and the fucking family, you know what I mean? Fucking joke, boys.
Now, Susan, what do you say to that? This is all this is fishing for likes. There is no need to do it.
As I said, if this is the way that chaps dealing with his grief, so be it. You know, no one can take that away from him. No one can take that away. Like, you know what I mean? No one can take away the grief he's feeling. People never get over people dying. Like, and you know what I mean? Like, people don't see this part. That if this is the way he's going to deal with it, this is the way he's going to deal with it.
All right, stay there for one second.
He may be fishing for attention, right? Okay, we understand that. But you have to understand is what he is feeling inside for that person. And he may not be able to deal with the loss.
Stay there for 1 second. I want to bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Valerie.
Hi, Adrian. In response to the topic you're speaking about at the minute, I find it absolutely appalling that people take photographs of a grave and then put them on social media. I have people going to visit my brother's grave on a regular basis, and we're grateful that they go to visit his grave. But we don't need to see pictures. I think it's respectful to the family. We know you go up. You leave flowers. Good enough. We don't need to see you, your mug, and pictures of my brother's grave up on social media. It's just absolutely appalling to do things like that. It's an invasion of the family's privacy, and my brother wasn't into social media, so he wouldn't like that. So please be respectful to the family of the deceased, and be respectful to the deceased. Social media is not a place to put your pictures and a headstone on.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Darren. Well, the original message from Serena, giving out yards about her brother posting pictures on social media. What's your reaction to this?
I think it's horrible when people do it at an actual funeral. And people do it. I've seen it all over Facebook the last few months. To do it at funerals, to do it when a person is dying, like holding their hand and shit. And I think it's like to get more attention or to get more sorrow for yourself. I think the person is a very like greedy person, like looking for sympathy.
Okay, when somebody dies and somebody that you love dearly has passed away, well, what's wrong in looking for a bit of sympathy?
You shouldn't need sympathy because you're going to get sympathy anyway. And a lot of people have died close to me, but I'd be grieving too much to be actually taking these pictures and shit. I wouldn't have my phone out.
Okay, I saw a photograph recently.
That's respect.
Okay, I saw a photograph recently of somebody sitting at a graveside of a dear friend having a whiskey, and took a selfie of him with his whiskey and the headstone of the dead person. What is wrong with that when obviously that was their thing?
Yeah, you can do that at home and like say who the person is instead of doing it at the gravesite.
But I'm at a loss to know what the difference is. You know, by taking that photograph at the gravesite, you're showing that that person is still in your heart, and you want to remind the world that he actually existed.
No, you're just looking for more likes and shit on Facebook. That's all it is.
That's all it is. You see it as just literally being being a troll to get Facebook likes.
You're actually right. It's the same as people who check in at the hospital. It's literally, I've been to the hospital. I've been to the hospital twice so far this year. Yeah, did you know about it, Adrian?
No.
No, because why didn't you know about it?
Because you obviously didn't post.
Because I didn't check in. Now, I have to say, the two times I was in hospital and I was in the A&E waiting room waiting to be triaged, yeah, the last thing on my fucking mind, pardon my French, was I better check into the Beacon Hospital because, my God, I have to tell Facebook about it. It's just certain things. Yeah. And again, the only reason...
But everyone can ask.
Yeah, that is the only reason that someone would check in at a hospital to get a mountain of questions. And they don't even reply to you then.
Then they don't even reply after.
Yeah, I deliberately, when I see a friend checking in at the hospital, oh, I'll have to go for tests again. I don't even message them because it's pure narcissism. Look at me, I'm in the hospital. Oh, poor me, I'm in the... You're not the only person that gets to go to the hospital. Oh, it just wrecks me. It really does.
Nice. That's a conversation for another day.
You see it all over Facebook every day.
Okay, so you can think of no reasonable excuse to take a photograph at a graveside of a headstone, a selfie at a headstone at a graveside. You see no reason for doing that at all.
When someone you love dies and that, you have your own memories of them. So you don't need to share that with the whole world.
Okay, so, Susan, what is the need? What is the need, Susan, to share it with the whole world?
Well, here's what that chap's saying, right? The last thing I remember having with my father was a conversation. That's the only thing I remember. I didn't even get to meet my father when he passed away. I had to be told by an aunt that my father passed away. I had a conversation with my father 3 days before that. That was the last thing I had with my father. That was the last thing I had with my father was a conversation, and that was on a Friday, and he died Tuesday. And to get a conversation or to get a playback message off my auntie to say my father passed away. So the thing about it is, I would actually have given my heart to be over there. I didn't know how sick my father was on that Friday because he didn't want to actually worry. It was only when he was getting buried that the person that he lived with at the time told me he didn't want to worry us while he was really, he was basically dying at that stage. And I didn't know about it because he didn't want to worry me or my brother. And yet, when my father passed away, I had to go over, and now I can't even go to his graveside. So I don't care. This will be a conversation that will be unagreeable to anybody. Everyone has their own grief, as I say.
And you believe that if somebody wants to show that grief with a graveside selfie or whatever way they want to do it, let them do it.
I'd have known against the person. I'd have known. It's been on my Facebook, and I'm not going to write on the needle, oh, by the way, what are you doing this for? You know what I mean? Like, you know, looking whatever. Like, I couldn't be that hard towards the person. I couldn't be.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. 085-825-2626. A huge reaction to this. This is Tracy.
Hey, Adrian. This is typical again. It's just constantly judging everybody. If somebody wants to put something on their own Facebook page, they're well entitled to. Well entitled to. And if you don't like what someone is putting on their Facebook page, well then, get off Facebook. Facebook is not the place for you. There's loads of people that just sit back looking at people's Facebook page and their posts and, like, just judge them and criticise them and, like, it's just disgrace. My daughter would put up photos when she visits my nana's grave, and there's family in England and there's family around that actually like it and put love hearts on it. And it's not a case of, oh, look at me, I'm at the graveyard. Like, this is just ridiculous. I wish people just get off their high horses, pointing fingers, and it's just ridiculous. Carry on. What's the big deal? If I see somebody posting stuff on Facebook that I don't like, well, then I unfollow the page or I don't like it or... I stop being friends or whatever. Like, it's pathetic now. It's just constant.
All right, there you go. If people want to take graveside selfies, leave them at it.
The problem is, though, to that lady who messaged, and thanks very much for listening to us today, the problem is it's not your grave to take a photograph. It's not your place to take a photograph. It is somebody's private resting place. Like, would you take a photograph of them if they were, which I have another problem with wakes, that's a conversation for another day. Would you go into somebody's house and take a photograph of the person in the coffin, in the wake?
Some people do.
Why do you keep saying some people do? Nobody takes a photograph of someone in a coffin.
I've actually seen a photograph of somebody in a coffin taken at a wake.
No, you haven't.
I have.
No, you haven't.
I actually saw somebody take one. You've never even been to a wake.
I wouldn't go to a wake.
This is Ger.
If I saw somebody standing in my grave taking a selfie just to stick it up on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, I would hope that if it was God or if it was Satan that took me, that I would be given some last little bit of strength to put my hand up through the grave and fucking throttle them.
That's a great message.
Brilliant.
Brilliant message. Brilliant. Leona, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Leona.
Hi, guys.
Okay, you just heard that message there from Ger. She would love, if she's in heaven or hell, to be able to get back at somebody who might take a photograph at her grave. What's your view on this?
That's completely whole trash. As you saw in the text message, I sent a couple of photos in of me and my mum and dad's grave, pictures of my son at the grave as well.
Mm-hmm.
The way I see it is, if you're not doing any harm to anybody, it's a healthy way of breathing. I don't do it for likes.
Okay, so let me just
put something to you here, right?
Yeah, go on.
If I wanted to get comments and, oh, pity me, I'd take a picture of myself fucking crying at the grave. Not having a nice moment.
Okay, like, so the photographs that you sent us, whose grave is that? That's your dad's grave, is it?
My mum and dad.
Your mum and dad, okay. And yeah. You have a photograph of your baby in a cradle sitting at the grave. And then you have a photograph of yourself, a photograph taken of the two of you from behind.
Yes.
Okay, explain to me why.
Well, the one of him on his own was the fourth time I brought him out to the grave after he was born. And I know they are with me in spirit, but I was like, it'd be nice to bring him out and, you know, introduce him in wherever way. Then there's another picture of me and him at the grave, and it was my man's 70th. So I brought him out, I got cake, I got chocolate, I got biscuits,
okay,
and we had a little picnic.
And I've been, for example, at a Blessings of the Grave, and you sit, everybody sits around the graves, and some people have a drink and whatever to remember and celebrate the person. That's not really the question, though. You know, turning up at somebody's grave to remember them on their birthday or their anniversary or whatever is one thing. It's the taking photographs and posting those photographs. Nobody says you're hurting anybody, but are you not surprised by the amount of people who describe this as absolutely tasteless?
You know what? In a way, I'm not, and then in other ways, I am. But it was said to me before, not that I shouldn't be taking pictures, that they were like, oh, you take pictures at your man's grave. I'm like, yeah, you're right, I do, and it's none of your business. My mother, not yours.
Okay, would you not prefer...
Let me ask you a question, Leona. If your mother was still with us, how do you think she would feel? If she was ringing in this show now today, we asked her, we asked your mother, how do you feel about people... Would you be happy when you pass away?
You know what? I'd say my mum would probably be like, do you know what, Leona, if it's still to you, because she was always like that. Like, there's other pictures. I showed you just a few, but I've loads of different pictures that I've taken at the grave.
My question to you is, why would you want to share a photograph of a headstone, which is a reminder that this person is actually dead, okay? A photograph of them when they were alive and well and happy surely is a nicer memory.
I get that. I do, but the way I see it is, if she was alive, if my mum was alive at her 70th birthday, I'd be doing hoping that was photos anyway. So why not do it at her resting place?
Okay, but that's your argument, and I understand the argument that you're making. But I'm also very conscious of the amount of people who find this just extraordinarily distasteful.
Do you know what? I would love to know what percentage of them have actually lost people. My brother doesn't really go out to the grave. He's not able for it. So if I take a picture and I see him, I won't just send it to him because he doesn't like that. I'll ask him, I'd be like, right, I was out at the grave, do you want to see it? And then my sister lives in England as well, and I'd be like, right, we did a drink at the grave for our Mother's Day, do you want to see it? And then, like, if my social media, I can post what I want. And if my family have issues with that...
No, and obviously, you can post what you want. Okay, but let me just go back to Darren for a second. So, Darren, there's a lady who not only takes photographs at the grave with the baby and whatever, she shared them with us so that we could see the photographs. It's her way of grieving. She's not doing anybody any harm, is the point she's making.
I believe that you should post pictures of that person when they're at their happiest and alive and not at a gravesite.
No, Darren, I understand what you're saying, but my thing is, I went there with my son to celebrate my mum's 70th because it was a celebration, but she wasn't here for it, so I took my son out to celebrate at the gravesite. What's the harm in it?
But do you not have pictures of you and your mum when you were happy together?
Oh, I do. I post them all the time too.
Yeah, would you not prefer to see the person at their happiest? Because that brings good memories for you.
But you know what? Sometimes the grave does as well, because I'll sit there. I'll go and sit there and I won't take pictures of certain things. And my partner will go off with the umplet and I'll sit there and I'll have a talk with mum about certain things that's coming up. That's really private and personal to me.
And you wouldn't be alone, Leona, in doing that, in finding solace by visiting somebody's grave. The issue, though, is the taking photographs of the headstone. That's what people seem to have a major issue with. Okay, let me give you an example. My grandmother died 2 years ago, and she was my rock. I adored the woman. For what would have been her 100th birthday last year. I didn't go to her gravesite and take a photograph of me beside her at her gravesite for her 100th birthday. I put a photograph, in fact, it was the last photograph I have of me and her together, which was a couple of months before she died, as a way of remembering her for her 100th birthday. Now, do you think I would have gotten more out of it had I gone to the grave and taken a photograph of her headstone?
No, not necessarily, but you can choose to do it that way. Like, when I got home from my mum's grave that day, I was driving, so I didn't actually have a drink for her 70th, but I did have a drink later that night. So I actually have a ton of selfies from friends of mine that was all toast in the glass.
And again, that's still different, and I totally get you celebrating her birthday. I've known of, in fact, I was at a thing last week where people were celebrating the birthday of somebody who had died only recently, and it was a big milestone birthday, and they had a big celebration for it. I get all that. You know, celebrating somebody's milestone birthday after they're gone. But again, it's the photographs of the gravesite is where people have the issue. They just think it's too private to be sharing.
I don't think so. That's just me, though.
Okay, can I put something to you, Leona, just as a hypothetical?
Yeah, go ahead.
Supposing a grandfather dies next week, and that grandfather was best remembered because he used to love playing football with his grandson. This is actually a man I know who's actually quite close to death at the moment. And he was best known for playing football with his grandson out in the field. How would you feel if 2 months later, when that grandfather is 6 foot under, the son is taking videos of him doing keepy uppies over the grave and are kicking the ball against the gravestone because that's how he remembered granddad? So would it
you
be...
You know what, I would probably offer to take a photo.
Of someone playing football over a graveside.
But what is the harm in it? There is no harm if that's how they remember it. If that's how they feel more connected to it. There's no harm in it if they're not hurting anyone.
Okay, and that's your belief, that it's not hurting anybody.
Like I said, that girl, wherever her name is, Serena, like, she said to her brother, stop doing that. He said no. He's entitled to say no, and he can keep posting them. If she doesn't like it, all she has to do is unfriend them on Facebook. You know, it's his choice.
Okay, do me
a
favour. Leona, do me a favour. Stay with me for 1 second if you can, please, because I have a few messages that I've been asked to play for you in just a second. But before that, I want to play this message from Lisa.
You don't mind people putting a picture up, like, for the first anniversary of that loved one, like a picture of the actual person. But when you see people with when people have only passed away and they're putting the hand of that dead person with them holding the dead person's hand, and then they have other Egypt's them. I'd like to wish my nanny and granda a happy 20th anniversary. Like, they weren't even born, and I'm wishing my nanny and granda like a happy anniversary that were like 20 years ago. Like, so silly. And it is for likes, 100%, like, 100% definitely for likes. Just get sick of looking. I just pass, ignore, and then I just probably just mute them then, because some people just are bored out of their heads and they've nothing else to put.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, Leona, I've been asked to play a few messages for you, so you're still there, I assume.
I am.
Okay,
yeah.
I want you to have a listen firstly to this message from Evan.
How are you, lads? Yeah, Jeremy's absolutely fucking spot on. It's an absolute fucking scummy thing to do. It's always the people as well you see on Facebook. It's always the fucking alcos and the strung out people doing it.
Now, I wouldn't apply that now to Leona, but he's basically saying it's such a scummy thing to do. What do you say to that, Leona?
That's his business. It's called Opinions Matter for a reason.
That's exactly right. Opinion. Yep, that's exactly right. You're dead right. Okay, and another one I've been asked to play for you as well from Eddie.
Yeah, go ahead.
Taking a photograph at a grave is a complete lack of class and a complete lack of respect.
Lack of class and lack of respect.
Again, it's his opinion. He's entitled to it. Everybody deals with it different. And if people want to take photos at a loved one's grave, let them be.
Stay there for
there
one second.
There is nothing wrong.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you?
John, you actually bring a six-pack to a graveside.
Absolutely, Adrian. It's not only me, it's my brothers and sisters. We done it there on Father's Day. We sat around, we had a drink, we had a chat, we took pictures. That's nobody else's business but mine.
And okay, taking pictures is one thing. Posting pictures online for all to see is another thing. Did you post those pictures online?
Absolutely. And it's keeping him alive. It's keeping, you know, we post pictures for a reason, Adrian. And the reason is...
What is the reason?
To keep his memory alive.
Okay, would you not be better off then posting a photograph of him with... I assume you're talking about your dad, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Would you not be better off posting a photograph of you with your dad and your siblings instead of his headstone, which shows that he's dead, dead, dead?
So what? If people don't like it, fuck them. You know, fair play to the owner there as well. If she feels that she wants to do that, now we're going to do that. That's all prerogative. That's the way she deals with it. And if I'll do what I want to do. I'm not fucked.
Can I ask you a question, John? Have you ever been in somebody's house and seen you know the way a lot of people, when you go into houses, they have photographs of family members up on the mantelpiece or on the wall or whatever the case may be. Have you ever gone into somebody's house and seen a photograph, a framed picture of somebody's gravestone on the wall? Have you ever seen that?
No, I don't remember. No.
Never.
What's the point you're making, Jeremy?
No, I'm just asking. Okay, so you've never seen. Okay, stay there for a second, John. Let me ask you the question, Adrian. Have you ever been in, you go to a lot of people's houses. Have you ever gone into someone's house and in the hallway or in the living room or on the mantelpiece seen a framed photograph of someone's headstone?
No, I haven't.
Now let's ask Stephen, who's on the other line. Stephen, have you ever seen a photograph framed on the wall of someone's headstone in a house?
No. Why would you want to? No,
maybe the Munsters or the Adams family. Is literally the only...
Yeah.
The point I'm trying to make is, if people don't deem it appropriate to put a photograph of someone's headstone on their wall, hanging off their mantelpiece, why did they think it's appropriate on Facebook?
Okay, John, let's deal with that.
Well, we have family all over the world, and we post pictures for people to see all over the world, as Adrian lined out earlier on. You know, that's the reason as well. And as I said already, the most important thing is to keeping the memory alive. You know, that's it. You know, it's not for likes. It's not for attention. It's not for anything like that. You know, I'm not an attention seeker. I'm not doing that for any of that. I'm keeping his memory alive. That's what we do.
What do you mean you're keeping his memory alive? So, hang on. If Facebook cease to exist tomorrow. If Mark Zuckerberg turned around and said, I'm shutting down Facebook, it's a shit show. Facebook is gone. So Facebook no longer exists tomorrow, John. So no more pictures of Papa on Facebook. Does that mean Papa's memory is gone? Because, I mean, my father, I haven't put photographs of my father's... Well, he doesn't have a gravesite. I haven't put photographs of his ashes up on Facebook. Does that mean nobody's remembering my dad?
No, but that's your prerogative, Sherry.
No, I'm asking you a question. You think the only way to keep someone alive is to make sure they're seen on Facebook, which is...
No, but again, okay, John, I want to know, I really do, I genuinely want to know, what reason you would post a graveside picture rather than a picture of your dad when he was alive and well with all of you?
We do both.
Okay, why the need for the graveside pictures?
Because it's nice. I think it's nice. It's nice that we get down there. It's nice that we congregate around the graveside. It's nice that we're just, and it's nice for, I think it's nice for people to see family, friends of ours, you know, that's it. That's exactly it.
Yeah, but John, it's not Temple Bar, okay? And it's not the Tree... It's not the Tree Arena where you all gather and have drinks together and watch a gig. It's somebody's graveside.
And that's their business. That's what we do.
Okay, now there's a lot to be said, and I'll be honest about this, and I've said this before on this podcast. I've a lot of time for people like John who will go to the trouble of going to the graveside, of celebrating his dad's life, of them all even having a drink at his graveside. I don't really have an issue with that, because I've seen, and I've mentioned this before, a particularly high profile graveside in a graveyard in Dublin that has never seen anybody visit.
You've shown me a photograph of it. And it was absolutely, this is a person who has a lot of family members that are alive.
And nobody ever visits his grave.
And a lot of family members that are actually active on social media. And
none of them ever visit his grave.
The grave is so,
So that's, okay, but that's one end of the scale. I have much more time for somebody like yourself, John. However, it's the photographs that people have the issue with. You make no apologies for doing this.
Absolutely never did, never will. You know, this is me. This is what I do.
Okay, but we'll stay there for 1 second. Stephen, what's the problem with this? Nobody's being harmed in posting a photograph of a whole family sitting around having a couple of cans at Dad's graveside.
Yeah, but my thing is this, right? Like, he's talking there about, you know, it's okay to put the photos up and whatnot. But what did people do before Facebook? You know, people didn't post.
Obviously, but now we do have that facility and we can do stuff like that.
But it's a family thing. It's meant to be shared with your family, not the world and its friends. It's basically looking for sympathy. You have Nikita there. Oh, sorry to hear about that. All this shite. You know what I mean? The bottom line is, it's meant to be a family thing. And you know, whoever passed away doesn't want to hear about fucking Mary down the road. He doesn't care. They don't care. They're dead. They don't care at all. It's nothing got to, like, it's the bottom line is they passed away and you should respect the grave. Why would you go and take photos? Would you walk into someone's house and take a picture of them in bed?
Some people do, by the way. So I was actually at a wake and I saw somebody taking a photograph of the person in the coffin. That's not a word of a lie. Now,
but why would you do that? There must be something wrong with you.
I don't know why you would do that. And the argument from the person was, oh my God, doesn't she look so well? She just looks like she's asleep.
Oh my God.
And that was why she took
it. It's a very scangery thing to do, to be honest with you, because anyone in the right mind...
John, it's doing this, taking photographs at a graveside is a really scangery thing to do. What do you say to that?
That's his opinion. And I don't care about his opinion. That's being honest. You know,
you don't really have respect, though. Respect is respect at the end of the day.
I don't care what you say.
Of course you don't.
My business.
Yeah, but you're sharing it to the world, though. But you're sharing it to the world, and that's the problem.
And I will.
You're looking for the pity party. Like everyone else, Tony. You're looking for the pity party. I'm sorry to hear that.
I won't be talking to you.
You probably have nothing better to do. That's the problem.
Oh, I've loads of things to do. That's none of your business either. But the fact of the matter is, why is it bothering you so much? Why does it bother you so much?
It's just stupid. It's just stupid.
Why don't you just mind your own
business? Why are you sharing the world? Why don't you stop sharing your business?
Because I want to. That's why.
That's the thing. Because you're putting it out there for people to see, and that's the bottom line. Like, exactly. It's a family thing. Someone dying. The family should be mourning, and not the world.
Why do you think I'm doing this? What do you think of this?
Fucking idiot, clown.
Yeah, I'm moping. You're up now with that. You're an absolute idiot. You're not making sense. Of course I'm doing it for a reason. I'm letting everybody see it. I posted.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, you have no issue with doing this. You don't see it as you believe it is something that you're proud to share with the whole world, John, that you and your siblings had a celebration at your dad's graveside.
Absolutely. I think it's lovely. I think it's fantastic. And it's great that we have this technology to yourself.
And Stephen, you're arguing, keep it to yourself.
Yeah, well, it's a family thing. You should respect the fact that person is buried there. That's the place arrested.
Okay, now, interestingly, Leona, that we were talking to a while ago, has given us consent to use one of the photographs that she sent us as the thumbnail for this podcast. So convinced is she that this is a perfectly normal and right thing to do. She's allowed us to use the picture as the thumbnail for the podcast. What do you think of that, Stephen?
I just think it's wrong. At the end of the day, why do you need to share that? That's something that's personal. It's private. It's a private moment that you should be having with that person that's in the ground. And it's their place of resting. At the end of the day.
That's your belief. That's your belief.
All right.
But it's okay. Clearly, you don't have respect for the dead, then. Clearly.
But hang on, are you saying
more
that?
Respect,
like I said, the photograph that is the thumbnail on this podcast is Leona sitting at her mum and dad's grave with a bottle of beer, giving them a cheers. Now,
it's lovely. It's lovely. Honestly, it's lovely. Fair play to Leona.
And you just think that's tasteless, Stephen, do you?
Yeah, I think it's attention seeking. I think that it's disrespectful to the dead.
Like Leona, you know, is dealing with the people doing that. Fair play to Leona. She's dealing with it in her way, and that's her way.
Great, but she doesn't need to share with you, me, and the world.
Absolutely.
That's the bottom line.
She did.
Well, as I said, she gave us consent to use the photograph as the thumbnail for this podcast. Gents, thanks very much indeed for your calls. I want to squeeze in a few more WhatsApp voice notes. It's been an extraordinarily busy topic, I have to tell you. Kira is not happy.
Oh my God. Okay, I'll jump on this bandwagon. Yeah, it was my mum's anniversary last Saturday, 24 years. Personally, I hate going to the grave because it upsets me. But I talk to her every day. But yeah, the last time I was there, which was, I don't know, was it within the last year, I did a video of the grave and had a little chat with her. Unbutted up. Yeah, don't care. She was my mum. And I'll do what I like with it. Don't really care. Obviously, nobody else's grave was in it. But yeah, stuff yourself, missus. We'll do what we bleed and want. It's my loved one, so I'll do what I bleed and want.
All right, David.
Hey, lads, great show. Yeah, it's just looking for attention and fishing for likes. It's absolutely ridiculous, people that take selfies at a grave. It's kind of like, it reminds me of these people that, like, you know, they check in the hospital, you know, and that's it. They just, oh no, and here we go again, and check in the hospital, like, you know, that. In other words, so people that just go, oh, you okay, hon? Oh, what's wrong, hon? It's just attention, attention.
Well, as you could hear from a lot of people, that is not the reason they're doing it. They're doing it to ensure that the world doesn't forget that this particular person existed and that this person is never forgotten.
Oh, spare me, spare me. Have you ever been to the Blessings of the Graves, by the way?
Yes, I have a number of times.
Yeah. It's the weirdest thing ever, isn't it?
Why? A mass in a graveyard.
Oh, it's so weird. Speakers up and they're bringing along deck chairs and fucking...
thousands of people do it every year.
And picnics and stuff like that. Oh my God.
What?
I went to one inadvertently. I didn't know what I was going to. And I went to one a couple of years ago in Dean's Grange, I think it was. And never again.
Just before we go, I want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust. Irish owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. If you think that there might be some tax that you can claim back, claim your tax back today, visit irishtaxrebates.ie now and fill out their simple application form. No rebate, no fees. So what are you waiting for? Visit irishtaxrebates.ie right now. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy.
Yes.
If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new podcast. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one.